Thank you, everybody. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT if you'd like to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa Shear from Mentor on the Lake, Ohio.
I'm sorry, from where, Ohio?
Mentor on the Lake, Ohio.
Mentor on the Lake, Ohio. I am trying to imagine what the origin story of that town is. Well, I have a mentor who's been helping me. Where is he? Oh, my God, he's out on the lake. Do you have a better one? I don't know. Oh, you're going to go for that one. Okay, what do you do there?
I'm a licensed social worker in long-term care.
Oh, wow, so you're taking care of people with problems. That's too serious for us to make fun of. Well, that's good. Well, good for you. Well, welcome to our show, Lisa. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lisa's topic?
This tastes terrible, but they say it's good for my sciatica.
Ever since the first cave woman tried to get her cave child to finish his lichen, people have been forcing healthy food down each other's throats. This week, we read about a truly unique effort to promote a healthy diet. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about eating right. Only one of them is true. Pick that true story. You will win Carl's voice on your own home-answering device. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. First, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
Odd Uncle Levi's Wheat Germ Company has long been a staple of the healthiest of health food stores, the kind that have entire aisles of food with no taste. The kind filled with soft-skinned, weak, exhausted-looking patrons who are reduced to snacking on wicker furniture and may have to bite you just to survive. Odd Uncle Levi's Wheat Germ has now done something truly odd. Each one-pound jar includes a bag of M&Ms. The stuff just wasn't going anywhere, says Uncle Levi's spokeswoman Sarah Rahadi. This way we're able to sell more. And besides, we're using the peanut M&Ms. They're not so bad for you, are they?
A venerable wheat germ company reduced to hiding a bag of M&Ms in each jar to move their product. Your next story about getting people to eat better comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Sure, you fantasized about having George Clooney for dinner. Candles, Barry White, your best lasagna. But what about having him for dinner, like the main course? Ingrid Newkirk, president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, thinks he'd be delicious. Newkirk recently acquired a gym towel laden with Clooney's super hunky sweat. In a letter to the actor, she suggested using the sweat to flavor tofu so people would start to eat the white jiggly stuff. It would attract people who don't try tofu because they think it would be bland, the PETA president said. Clooney gently rejected the idea of clofu. But if you have Denzel's lunch napkin or Megan Fox's old sneakers, feel free to send them to PETA.
George Clooney flavored tofu, an idea from PETA. Your last story of healthy food being forced on us comes from
I am so
PJ
not,
O'Rourke.
Not more attracted to tofu after that. San Francisco has a new adult novelty emporium, the stimulus package. And the erotica for sale is aimed at adults, people over 60. One of the store's main selling points is that all its products are highly health conscious, with a doctor and a nutritionist on duty at all times. The Viagra is fortified with vitamins E and D. Body lotions and lubricants are not only edible, they are loaded with antioxidant fish oil. And one aisle of the store is devoted to sex acts that improve the digestion. Healthy body, dirty mind is our motto, says the stimulus package's founder, Ray Tomlin. 68, a former software engineer and inventor, he has just applied for his latest patent, which is also his latest product. Edible panties with fiber.
All right, let's review, Lisa, your choices. From Paula Poundstone, a company that's been selling wheat germ that has discovered they should put a bag of M&Ms in the bottom so as to make people want to get down to them. From Kiri O'Connor, an idea from PETA, use George Clooney's sweat to flavor tofu and make people like that spongy mass a little bit more. Or from PJ O'Rourke, a adult novelty store that specializes in good nutrition as well as good fun. Which of these is the real story about an idea to improve people's diets in the week's news?
Well, he's sort of like George Clooney, and he's really into the environment and all this health food stuff.
So you'd think
I think I'm going to go with George.
You're going to go with George Clooney and PETA. That's your...
Yes.
Well, we actually spoke to the person who had this remarkable idea.
There are so many George Clooney fans. I think they'd all get a charge out of it. He's a dish. They could make a dish out of him.
That was Ingrid Newkirk, the president of PETA, talking about their latest attempt to get people eating healthier food. By the way, our friend Roxanne Roberts reported this in the Washington Post, and George Clooney's response to PETA when they suggested this to him was, "As a mammal, I'm offended." Which is funny and charming. I don't know why. It's just because George Clooney said it, I guess. Congratulations, Lisa. You got it right. Well done. You earned a point for Kira. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine.
Thank you
for playing with us today.
I don't want pork chops and bacon. That won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim-fram sauce with the awesome flame with chifafa on the side.